What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
Maybe you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, you know, all the places, or always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever you're doing, whatever you're wearing, whoever you're with or alone, we appreciate your listening time that you give to us.
Thank you.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
Exactly. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everyone. I apologize in advance for my coughing.
That was mine.
And you're coughing, but I'm apologizing for my coughing because I have the allergies going too.
Yeah, no, man.
And it's a coughy, sneezy kind of allergy.
Yeah, but you know, don't apologize for your body. Yeah, I have some body function, man.
I'm sinus shaming.
Yes. Yes.
Strap in, everybody. Join us on the social medias online, crab diving, you know, everywhere. And hey, let's strap in and get this roller coaster fucking going, y'all. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what the fuck are we supposed to do about this Joe Biden shit?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, the touchy shit. How are we supposed to feel about this? Do you think Russian bots are out there just...
I know how I feel about it, but I don't...
Fucking it all up or what?
Oh, sure. I mean, of course, they're going to be leaping upon both sides. Right. That's what they're doing. They're trying to sow chaos. Although, I don't think Don Jay wants to go up against Biden. I think Donnie knows that he would get his ass kicked by Joe Biden.
Good
so,
Christ. You got
to
eat.
It's probably going to be more against him. Just like, you know, the Russians. Oh, well, they had some pro-Hillary stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, like 1 out of 10 was pro-Hillary. The rest, just to sow discord, the rest of them were pro-Trump because they wanted Trump to win. And I think that's probably going to happen again.
Yeah, that's true. Wait. You said Trump's going to win?
What?
They're trying to make Trump win.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
They tried to make Trump win.
Right.
And but they're going to be doing the same now, which means if Biden's a threat, I think the bots will be more against him than for him.
Yeah. We just have to go vote for whoever the fuck is listed under the blue name.
Eventually, sure.
For the election. You know,
this is why we have primaries. Let them duke it out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
I think we should, I would like to see us get to jungle primaries and ranked voting.
Hell yeah, baby.
Let's get rid of some of this bullshit.
Right. But you got to explain ranked voting to people.
Yes. Well.
I don't know. There's a lot of math involved.
You vote. It's like you're ranking your basketball teams for the end of the season.
Okay.
There you go. Or your NASCAR, your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Oh, okay.
So just rank 1, 2, 3 who your choices are. Here's your first choice. If it wouldn't be that person, who would be your second choice?
Hell yeah.
Et cetera. Jungle primaries, you know, get rid of this registering as a Democrat or registering as a Republican.
Right.
I felt weird here in blood red Matt Gatesville.
You registered as a Democrat?
When I went and got my driver's license.
Yes.
A very nice lady. We'll call her really white lady behind behind the desk was like, would you like to register for a political party? Would you like to register for a political party right now? Register to vote?
Who's listening?
Really? I was like, you know, I'll save that for later.
That is a weird bit of...
And then I registered as a Democrat online.
Right. That's a good idea because, let's say, I don't know how you'd know, but you get pulled over here and it's like, hey, we looked up the shit on your license. Turns out you're a little Democrat. Some cop.
Well, they don't put that. They don't put that on the license yet.
Yeah.
But I also needed her to help facilitate transferring my license from Florida, and I forget I missed something by a day or there was something weird, but she gave me a mulligan, like she saved me $100.
No, that's nice. That's great
in some way, yes. And I was appreciative of that. So
give it up.
Worrying that she had a MAGA hat sitting in her car.
Well, sometimes the Florida government comes through for its people.
Everybody's very nice here in Florida.
Right. White.
Exactly.
You're white.
But really nice.
Yes.
I found the same thing in Texas when I lived in Texas. Everybody was really nice.
That is the power of our white skin.
One of?
A lot of people are nice. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Join us on social media, like I said, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can tweet us during the show. Tweet us anytime, actually. And you can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes. GFY Radical. Thanks for the mention on the Twitter.
Cheers.
GFY recommended us for political podcast.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
Ooh, wee wee.
You all, this hump day.
Not that kind of hump.
It's my favorite day of the week.
Ooh.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 3rd, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
Is. Wow, are your headlines?
Oh, yeah. Beat the Lord.
Delivered with verb today.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Please continue.
That guy kills it. Please continue.
Please continue. Please.
Sadism.
Sadism.
Oh, fuck.
Your little speech here is an example of sadism.
What party is that guy in? The guy that yelling about the rectum?
A Pentecostal minister.
Okay, so what party is he in?
Well, golly gee willikers, I don't know. Maybe he's a Whig.
Yes.
He's a Whig?
Yeah. That's Representative Clippert.
A Tory.
From... Brad
Clippert.
Brad from
Fuckfaceville, USA.
Washington State, who was upset, upsetty pants that he did not get his amendment on a law that had to do with charging kids with sexual offenses for texting pictures of their hoo-has and willies to each other.
Right. You know,
let's just say he was more pro
criminalize
sexting among kids. You know, you send a picture of your dick, your 15-year-old dick, to your 15-year-old girlfriend, and you're a sex offender for the rest of your life. You're supposed to register as a for sending pedophilia,
right? And you know, when you say 15-year-old dick, that sounds older than, like, you know, I mean, because that's just a 15-year-old's dick. But when you just say the dick is 15 years old, that makes the dick seem older. I don't know why. It just sounds, it's like, oh, that's a, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It just struck me as odd. Funny.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Abuse. God, that guy's wacko.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, fate.
Fuck these allergies. HuffPost.
Sadism.
Picture Joe Biden says, benevolent Biden, sexism in disguise.
Oh, shit.
I have a feeling this is an unkind piece to Joe.
Ooh, yes. I get an unkind piece for you.
Emma Gray, the former VP, may have good... The former VP may have good intentions in his interactions with women, but that doesn't excuse potentially harmful behavior. Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Benevolent sexism can help us understand both of these things. Benevolent sexism.
Oh, shit. Looks like somebody's got to go to Urban Dictionary.
That's interesting.
Hey, you know, you described to me one way in which Biden touched another dude this morning. Crab diving offline conversation.
Yes.
You remember that? That was funny. Do you remember how you described
Jonathan Capehart said that at some event.
This is good.
That he had organized or he won something. I don't know what it was, but yeah. Jonathan Capehart, Washington Post writer? Editor,
I know
something
not.
Like that. He's a poobah. He won a Pulitzer.
Ooh.
Biden came up to him, put both hands on his shoulders and leaned in and rubbed foreheads against him, held his forehead against him, and was like, you got this, you're amazing, you were great, you were so amazing. And he said, initially, yeah, I was weirded out because someone's invading my personal space that I don't usually have invading
right.
my personal
sure.
space. He said, but then a moment later, I love Joe Biden. He goes, this man's one of my heroes. I ultimately didn't mind. Yes, I had the initial, whoa, this is invasion of personal space.
Yes.
But I quickly got over it because I love Joe Biden and I know where it was coming
right.
from. And that seems to be what
most people are saying.
Right, or, yeah. right. But that doesn't excuse the, he needs to not do it.
God, that Chicago Cubs t-shirt you have on
yes,
right now.
Vintage.
They're going to suck this year, man. They're going to suck. I'm sorry.
What year is this? 2008.
2008, man.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Right, right. Oh, yes.
It was them that year, right? That knocked them out of the playoffs, I believe.
Wasn't it? Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I believe it was Steve Bartman. Wasn't it?
Was that Bartman's year?
God, I don't fucking know. No, no, no. It wasn't Bartman's year. It was years after that. That was, That was 2003. That was Bartman's year. Anyway.
So, this says, when you move through the world with the knowledge that you'll have to contend with even well-intentioned men violating your boundaries.
Yes.
You'll have little recourse when they do. It's exhausting. These small indignities are difficult to talk about, so for most, they go unnamed.
You know, I'm just thinking about that thing you just described where Biden is rubbing his forehead against somebody else's forehead, and if you're on the receiving end of that, I mean, Capehart said it made him feel amazing.
No, but he said it made him uncomfortable, and then he was okay with it.
Ultimately, right?
Because, right.
But it would also be exhausting what that person said. I can see after it happens, it would be like, Jesus Christ, Joe Biden just rubbed my head with his head.
Well,
sit down.
We're not that far from, you know, when the boss used to pat the secretary on the ass.
Well, we would know that's in the White House. See, that's in
true.
The White House.
Yeah.
Worse
in Congress.
Is in the White House.
And SCOTUS.
Right.
Scrotus. So this is something you should read over at the HuffPo, which kind of the benevolent, interesting term, benevolent sexism.
Right. That's weird. I've never heard that.
It's almost like the patting on the head thing. You know,
yeah,
like there's still a superiority to it.
Yes.
but it's...
I don't like
it's
that.
It's good and well-intentioned.
I don't like the patting on the head thing. I don't like that. I also don't like it when somebody's like, who asks you to come over to them, and they're just as ambulatory as you are, but still they do this shit.
Oh, I hate that. You just did the come hither with your finger, with your hand.
I didn't know how to express that with words. I was going to let you think.
Come here.
Yes, come here. The come here thing. Fuck you. You come over here if it's your idea. What's hard about? I'm getting up out of my chair. I'm going to walk over to this human being and talk to him. Oh, no. I'm a superior dickbag. Come here. God damn. I hate that. Biden doesn't do that, does he?
I don't know.
I mean, he was vice president. I guess he would be calling people over to him.
Do you hear the people sing?
What's that? The barricades.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. That is by Emma Gray. The author over there. Let's see what's going on at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Let's bang our heads on our desks about 37, 38 times to simulate the average thought process. I mean,
processes. Bang your head against Joe Biden's head.
Interestingly enough, it's a picture of Robert Mueller.
Yes.
Who looks to be doing the come here thing.
God damn it.
With his, he's a one finger come here though.
Oh yeah, I don't care how many fingers. I'm not coming over there.
Dems subpoena threat for Mueller report.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
I don't believe it's a threat. I believe it was voted on, and now they just got to do it.
Damn!
I don't believe it's a threat.
Who doesn't want to read that fucking report? I want to see it. Well, I mean,
Republicans don't want, and I think Don.
Are you going to read the whole thing?
I can't imagine that I would. I didn't read the whole Patriot Act. I read significant parts of it.
Well, fuck me. You're better than our government.
Enough to enrage me.
Damn. What's the style of the Mueller report going to be? Like, if I wanted to read the whole fucking thing.
Oh, I'm sure it's in Comic Sans font.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, is it written? I know
it's legal bullshit ease.
It was the best of times.
I think I think Don's terrified that it's going to get out.
Right. Oh, it will. It will.
Right. I mean, yesterday was one of the more batshit days he had.
What happened yesterday?
The orange thing.
Oh yeah.
He couldn't say the word. He couldn't say the word origin.
That's not the craziest day, dude.
Oh man, they're piled up though. He had. He also said, well, let me play that
the
one.
The boat thing in South Carolina. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's
but that was one thing.
Okay, that's one thing.
he also said this.
Oh, we have multiple things.
This is from yesterday. One of the many things he either tweeted or said or did that's just fucking batshit.
Hamburgers.
If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, congratulations. Your house just went down 75% in value. And they say the noise causes cancer.
Damn, you know, dude, he delivers that perfectly.
They say the noise causes cancer. And he just goes on from there.
He's like, he's got the timing. His time, he's like KKK Don Rickles. Congratulations.
I think there might be more. Let me see here.
Good heavens.
I think he goes on to talk about the birds. No, I don't have the full clip of it.
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, nuts. Congratulations. Your house just went down 10%.
No. Right.
What a fuck.
It causes cancer. I saw some great comments on Twitter. One was, well, why don't we just line the southern border with wind turbines? Two problems solved.
What you're gonna,
you can give all those evil immigrants cancer.
You're sending cancer down to all the Mexican countries.
They're leaping across the border, and
how dare you,
we're generating some electricity at the same time. And then another one was this is why Holland is not a superpower.
I didn't hear that.
The windmills.
I heard the orange thing, and I didn't hear. What did he say?
He just said that Holland? Windmills cause cancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he said this
a joke on social media. Someone said this is why Holland is not a superpower.
Oh, that's funny. You see, because
all the windmills.
He says
windmills, which...
Right.
There's no grinding of grain.
Yeah.
Going on.
That's right.
These are wind turbines.
Right. They're not really windmills. They're not like milling. In Man of La Mancha.
They're not milling anything.
No. I thought that joke you said was something Trump said.
Oh,
though.
No.
Well, I mean, he would say that, dude.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the full.
Good God, this guy, man.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here.
Oh, yeah.
On Cussing Liberal Media.
Fuck ye.
Excuse me. You God can buy shit through
bless
our
you.
Through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you do, we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
This helps us out. Yeah.
Yes.
There are a... I'm trying to find... I'm really trying to find that longer clip, but I can't find it.
The longer clip of...
he goes on to talk about birds, you know, the thing he said before. The dead birds lying at the bottom of the... Which is a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
A lie.
But wait a second.
Hillary wanted to put up wind. If you have a windmill anywhere...
This is somebody being cute.
God damn it. Fuck these, you know, we're a serious fucking news show.
Oh, so yes, like, we are.
Suck a dick out there with your wind noise and all that other crap.
Oh, well, fuck it. Anyway,
we got to do the traffic.
So
anyway.
Yesterday he said that.
Yes.
He said oranges.
Yes.
For origin. Now I can't say it.
He's fucking everybody up. Now nobody can talk because of this fucking guy.
Here's that.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. You look at the...
So he knows he fucked it up.
Absolutely.
He then tells us the beginnings. So now he's confident that he can say the word.
Right.
And instead of saying, I fucked that up, I'm not going to use that one again until I figure out how to pronounce it. He's... Fuck it. He goes for it again.
He didn't care.
The origin of the investigation.
This is origin.
Where it started, how it started, who started it, whether it's McCabe or Comey or a lot of them. Where does it go? How high up in the White House did it go? You will all get Pulitzer Prizes. Okay. You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes. You should have looked at it a long time ago. And that's the only thing that's disappointing to me about the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started.
The oranges, how it started.
I mean, he really is such
this
a
is all yesterday. This
oh
is all
my
yesterday.
God. He's like, he's sitting there, this is what's really disappointing to me. We don't need that phrase. By now, we all know, when you speak into a microphone, all we hear about is what is disappointing to you. What you hate. That's it, dude. We get it.
We covered yesterday, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and every fucking where, he has in the past and continues to lie about where his father was fucking born.
Right. He's not just like,
and we thought he would claim he misspoke, that it was his grandfather. But then I found out afterwards that he's said that before, this lie about his father being born in Germany. Yeah.
I mean, the guy lies so much, you must... How do you tell the truth when you exhale lies? Every once in a while, you can't bullshit. You got to turn off that thing where you just automatically lie.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. That's why I try not to lie, because it's hard to remember.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's easy. I mean, plus, now, it's the wrong thing to do, lie, but... but, I mean, also, it's just easier to fucking remember the truth than to try to... Hold together your web of lies.
Here's what I will lie about. I will lie just about anything to get out of a fucking conversation that I don't want to be in. Oh, my fucking Christ.
Am I funny?
Yeah. Oh, how dare you? I would never say that. Oh, great set. You're hilarious. Good one. That's good. I'm so good. I'm good at that, though. I'm good. You're funny. That was funny. Oh, that was a good set. Good set. Good set. Good set. Good set. So that,
it's like, very encouraging.
Good set. Good set. I said that like 25 million times. Good set. Good set. Good set. It still means a lot. Trust me. It means so much. By the way, if there's anybody, comedians listening, what do you give a fuck what some other comic thinks about your fucking shit? Who gives a fuck?
I mean, Germany, honestly, is not paying their fair share. I have great respect for Angela, and I have great respect for the country. My father is German, right? Was German. And born in a very wonderful place in Germany. And so I have a great feeling for Germany.
Born in a very wonderful place in Germany.
Maybe he just doesn't know anything, dude, because my father was born in Germany, right? He says, right?
No, you're wrong. New York.
Right. Where was your father born? Quick. Don't lie.
Chicago.
Bam. Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
And my mother.
Pensacola. That's where my dad was born. I'm not lying about that. I don't know why. Why he lies? I don't fucking know. He's a wacko.
It's
crazy, dude. We've read crazy Trump stories every day since, how long has Trump been in the news, running for president, the election, 2015?
So like, it came down that escalator.
It is approaching.
Declared Mexicans rapists.
4 years.
Huh?
2015 is sure. 2019.
Yes.
If you subtract the number 15 from the number 19, you get what?
Even in the new math, sure.
Four. I mean, that's a lot. We've been talking about this liar, fucknut, racist, anti-Semitic dickbag, Trump, for 4 years now. I still don't understand his motivations. He's just a lying fucknut. Rapey. Who knows?
Then, this is all while sitting next to the Secretary General of NATO.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like, what the fuck is going on?
Trump is sitting next to the guy.
I'm sure they hate each other because Trump hates NATO because
yes,
Uncle Nipples tells him to hate NATO and they're not paying. That's what he squealed about with the German thing. They're not paying. God. I love Angela, but they're not paying. We're paying. We're paying
that
for everybody.
That is so gross. It's cheap, you know?
And
I bet they don't like him. You're right. Everybody liked Obama, right? In Europe.
For the most part,
the
I
most
think,
part.
Sure.
So then we can sort of assume that no one probably likes this dickhead.
It respected, may not have even agreed with, but respected.
Yes.
This guy, they laughed at him at the United Nations. They laughed
That's
at
right.
him.
That was funny. That
when
was
he
funny.
Said, no one's accomplished more. Even with the translations.
1,000 spit takes.
Then this was pretty creepy and ominous.
Right.
And what we have to do is Congress has to meet quickly and make a deal. I could do it in 45 minutes. We need to get rid of chain migration. We need to get rid of catch and release and visa lottery. And we have to do something about asylum. And to be honest with you, I have to get rid of judges every time. And you won't even believe this, Mr. Secretary General. You catch somebody that's coming illegally into your country, and they bring them to a court.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what?
What am I listening for?
What we do.
What is his point?
But did you notice that part? We have to get rid of judges?
Yes, absolutely.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think that means we got to take this totalitarian bag of shit very seriously,
yeah.
Man.
He's talking about removing judges that don't rule his way.
You gotta vote blue, man. This is some
loony
shit.
I'm saying yesterday was crazier than, you know, that's a nice boat that you have now in your yard.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to that hurricane, and have a nice day or enjoy.
Hey, maybe you own that boat. I don't know. Check the laws.
Yeah, you should check the laws. It might be your new boat.
God, could you imagine? I met the president, and he's fucking nuts. He's bananas, and you know.
So yesterday was a batshit day for Trump,
right?
All around.
Oh yes.
The House Judiciary Committee has authorized a subpoena for the Mueller report, the squealy little pissy baby Republicans led by Jim Jordan.
Yes.
Rending their garments, clutching their pearls.
Also led by Devin Nunes' cow.
And oh, God, I can't believe you Democrats are doing this political theater. I can't believe Democrats are doing this political theater.
Fuck you.
A Republican had the balls to say, after how many times did they vote to repeal Obamacare while Obama was president, and they knew he would never sign it?
Pointless. Why in the fuck would Obama sign something to repeal Obamacare?
But they signed it. They passed it every time.
Yes.
They were relubing the hands of their vile constituents who wanted to take away the health care from all the brown people.
Right.
But not my ACA.
Yeah.
Don't take away my KY necked.
What? Well,
I don't know. I had that Obamacare, but I love that that ACA thing.
Oh, God.
And that's what Valerie Jarrett was on telly yesterday.
Hello.
And she said, like, that's one of my main regrets with the Obama administration was that they didn't get the message out better to the public of exactly what they were doing with Obamacare.
Right. Well, our society exists at, you know, the whims of these fucking morons. Really? The stupid people.
Well, yeah.
They're fucking us.
And greedsters.
Right.
Moo! Moo!
That was Devin Nunes' cow chiming in for a second. He's upset.
So they passed the Judiciary Committee led by Jerry Nadler today.
Nadler.
Voted to subpoena the full unredacted report from that Bob Mueller sent to the Justice Department.
Right. Has Nadler resigned yet?
Nadler?
Yeah. Didn't Trump call for him to resign?
No, that
Adam
was Pencil
Schiff.
Neck Adam Schiff.
Oh, okay. Pencil Neck. Pencil Neck!
Pencil Neck. Have you seen his neck? I've never seen a neck that skinny.
What a dick.
The comment, the committee and the comment.
Right.
And the comment. Took the action after Attorney General William Barr told Congress he intends later this month to provide a report.
Yes.
With certain material removed.
Okay.
Jerry Nadler wants to have the subpoena power ready in case Barr doesn't comply with their demands for the entire fucking report, unredacted.
You mean Billy Barr, the little Trump sucker?
And he should be, and he should be assisting them in petitioning the judiciary to release the jury stuff.
The grand jury testimony. Jury shit. Why not, man?
But they need, that's a law, and they need special decision from a judge to do that.
Yes.
And Barr has already been like, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to do that.
Oh, of course. I'm fucking
not
course,
quite
man.
Sure I'm going to do that. Meanwhile, Ken Starr literally put it on the internet. I mean, the internet wasn't that big at the time, but Ken Starr literally put his entire report on the internet with all of the details, all of the he shoved a cigar into her vagina stuff in it. All the salacious details.
Hey, Bill, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, what made you think about, why'd you do that with a cigar, dude? I mean, what the fuck? That's some wacky shit, man. Imagine your boss.
We were role playing.
What? With his employee.
A humidor.
Right. Boy. Yeah. It's employee. Can you imagine getting an internship in the White House? That cannot be an easy thing to do.
Right.
You get the internship. Next thing you know, Bill Clinton is putting a cigar inside of you.
And
that is insane.
Blowing a load on your dress.
That is insane as well. God.
Nadler said the Constitution charges Congress with holding the president accountable, you know, blah, blah, truth and real stuff.
Right.
That the Republicans were like, whoa, but
little whiny dick babies. Dick baby.
The vote also authorizes the committee to issue subpoenas for documents and testimony from five individuals.
Oh, shit.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn.
Bam.
Former Trump advisor and White House strategist Steve Methyface Bannon.
Scoot, scoot.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks.
Damn.
Former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus.
Oh, shit.
And former White House Deputy Counsel Ann Donaldson. I have no idea who the fuck she is.
I do not know that person.
She must have flown under the radar.
Another character has been added to this nuttiness. I never heard of her.
The Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado, introduced an amendment.
Ken Buck.
That would have eliminated the grand jury information from the documents.
Oh, shit. My name's Ken Buck. Look at my big cock.
That failed. No, Republican.
Yeah, no, but it's like that
tiny
name.
Tiny little.
That name is like a, Ken Buck. That's failed. A porn star name, dude.
He failed. That failed on a party line vote. Then Representative Doug Collins of Georgia.
Yes.
Said the Democrats' decision to move forward is reckless, and they're desperately searching for something on the president.
They're desperately searching for what the fuck the Trump administration has been doing with the motherfucking Russians, Doug.
Yeah.
And you would desperately want to search. That's something in my to be desperate about, right?
So then, get this. This is Republican logic. He argued that the subpoena for Mueller would force the attorney general to break the law because there's that law that says you can't release grand jury material.
Okay.
But I don't think that says Congress.
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Like, you can't release it to the public, but right. I don't think...
Oh, but our representatives could look at it.
Well, yeah, especially the highest level ones, the Gang of Eight at least, or...
Yeah.
Or
some lawyer should figure that
he
out.
He says the entire mandate is to enforce the law, and he's expressly he's from Georgia. He's expressly forbidden from providing grand jury material outside of the department with very limited and narrow exceptions. Congress is not one of those exceptions, and the chairman knows it. Okay, so then there's not an exception.
Okay.
Which is why they have to go to a judge.
Right.
Which is why on every fucking counsel type like this, Leon Jaworski went to the judge with everyone for Watergate.
Yeah, yeah.
To get the grand jury testimony released. Ken Starr couldn't get fast enough to the judge to get everything released.
So they're mischaracterizing
released. It. Every precedent out there is that at this level, the grand jury shit gets released to Congress, at least.
You know, man, it's like they lie. These Republicans... Fucking lie. I listen, I'm sure the Democrats lie. We all know Democrats lie. But these fucking Republicans, like their fucking religion.
Well, look at their poobah.
Ugh.
He can't. Has there been a day?
He said.
Heard from him that he hasn't lied.
Remember when he told Marco Rubio he has a big dick in that debate?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's no problem there.
Don't worry about that. What a creepo. He won. Trump won.
He's still threatening a border closure. I mean, I thought they had talked him out of this.
Right. Well, who knows? Hey, they might have. He sits in his in the East Wing watching Fox and he, you know, loses his mind. He re-explores the situation with Fox and Friends.
He also earlier did the these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yes,
I was never planning a vote prior to the 2020 election on the wonderful health care package that some very talented people are now developing for me and the Republican Party.
You know, he does do that wax on, wax off hand gesture, doesn't he? The one you were just doing
now. Yeah. Jazz hands. Congress must act together immediately, eliminate the loopholes at the border. If no action, border, capitalized oddly, or large sections of border will close. This is a national emergency! So he's still threatening to close the border.
Meaning
when everyone's telling him it will be utter disaster.
So just so I understand, if the border's closed, let's say I drive a semi truck through Mexico. I've got products. I want
avocados.
Yeah, whatever.
Weed.
Right. Magic 8-Balls. I'm driving into California. I'm not going to be allowed to do that if the border's closed.
Correct.
So what happens to the shit in my truck that I'm supposed to sell to these fucking Americans?
I don't know. You better hope there's some Americans stuck in TJ. They want magic eight balls.
Holy shit, that's good. Holy shit, though. Like, what if you are on vacation and they close the border in Mexico? Are you stuck?
I mean, there's probably some capacity for you to get back. I would assume they can't prevent you from coming back to your own country. I don't think, but
they can do.
It is Trump, so who the fuck knows?
Yeah. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They keep doing it.
Well, an economic disaster.
Oh yeah.
This guy's really like, you know, he's an extortionist. Give me my way.
Oh, God, yes.
Or the economy gets it. Give me my way, or brown kids get thrown in cages.
This.
And separated from their parents forever. Forever.
Hey, right. Hey, Trump, why don't you write a new Art of the Deal and just apply your strategies for negotiation in that, right? Every negotiation is like, hey, sword of Damocles.
Mm-hmm. Says there were 8 Republicans that voted against
just a nuclear thing.
8 House Republicans joined Democrats to vote in favor of a resolution decrying the Trump administration's push to have the courts invalidate Obamacare. It's they're doing a symbolic vote that says this is, you know, obviously nothing's binding, but they're saying you're out of your fucking mind.
I like that.
For wanting to do this. But, of course, in the House, it passed 240 to 186, but 8 Republicans voted.
The Republicans aren't down with this shit, right? Most of them?
States. Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, New Jersey, Minnesota, New York, Michigan. Golly gee.
What about Florida?
I wonder why they voted.
No, yeah.
I don't think Matt Gaetz voted with the Democrats on that one.
You know, it's funny. Every time you bring up Matt Gaetz, my brain does this. Oh my God, he's my representative. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Don't forget Rick Scott's now in charge of healthcare.
Oh my God, I have indigestion.
Rick Scott, whose company received the largest fine ever for Medicare fraud.
He's in charge of the blood banks. I love that.
And he was CEO and he pled the fifth literally 70 plus times.
And it was a lot of fraud too, like a fuck ton.
It's the biggest in history, yeah.
The biggest in history.
I believe.
Hey, you want to be a governor? You want to be a senator?
Sure, twice.
God fucking God.
Governor twice here in Florida. Florida's like, he's so crooked, we're going to keep him on a second time.
Holy fuck. Who the shit was Rick Scott's campaign, you know, Svengali guy? Because that's some good spinning. I mean, what a horrible...
Jesus, brown people, guns, you're done.
Listen.
They'll overlook everything.
Joe Biden, I know, is squeezing people backstage and whatever, but Jesus fucking Christ, Rick Scott, that's some fucking baggage.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny. 8 Republicans in this vote today. I have a feeling they won't bring it up in the Senate.
Yeah. Do you think Rick Scott ever takes anybody aside like Biden does and like puts his hand on their shoulder, then leans in
only
and
if
rubs
he's gonna,
his nasty
only if
bald golem head?
Only if he's going to suck out some of their life essence to keep his animated form going.
Well, he has a little face sucker thing that pops out of his mouth. You ever seen Alien like that?
Yeah, it gets your spinal fluid.
Ooh. Let me get my spinal juicer. I'm Satan.
Let's see. We've got a fuck Brunei.
Oh, yes.
Good God. I mean, this isn't even 16th century stuff.
No shit, man.
The Sultan of Brunei, a lunatic, right-wing, Muslim nut job, dickbag, Islamic loon.
Right.
Has now, today, put into effect new laws that where homosexuality is punished by stoning to death, as is adultery. So it's not just
It's
not just but I'm sure it's women.
Yes.
The women will be stoned to death. Somehow in these Islamic cultures, the men have lesser penalties.
Why in all these fucking religions, why do the women get the shaft? What's up with that?
Because the men are terrified that they won't be in charge.
Right.
Sad little pea-testicled, insecure little weenie men.
These pea-testicled weenie men.
Fuck them. The new penalty for sex between men and adultery will be enforced across the oil-rich nation where homosexuality is already illegal. Lesbian sex is punishable by up to 10 years in jail.
Oh, my God.
And 40 geez. Lashes.
Oh, what the God? I mean, really, is it the 16th century?
Well, right. Brunei has two-thirds population of about... It's only got 430,000 people. It's a tiny little country.
Yes.
But two-thirds are Muslim. They instituted Islamic laws in 2014. The laws at that time caused international uproar, boycotts, calls for divestment.
Yes.
And the nation delayed rolling out punishments.
Yay.
And then, you know, people forget.
Right, right. I mean, it's horrible.
Now the country's attorney general announced last year that the statutes allowing the extreme penalties would begin enforcement starting today.
See, this is where, here's where I would be a little fucked up on foreign policy, I guess. If I was president, my first thought reading this shit would be like, can we get some people together, go over there and just remove that motherfucker? Just go in there, Black Panther style.
No, say, you know, frown upon that.
No. What? But this guy is a despot. He needs to go, man. He's putting gay people to death for being gay.
They should bring the full force of the world's economic and diplomatic schlongs against and uteri against him.
Yeah. I just, you know, I read this story. And I just, you know, that spaceship or whatever. What does a Black Panther fly? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know if it has a name.
His ship.
Sure.
The Black Panther Mobile.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's got that cloaking thing. It just buzzes down there over wherever the fuck their palace is, their Brunei HQ is.
You know what we don't have?
What?
Any magic.
Wakanda?
Any magic planes made of vibranium, yeah.
How much vibranium do we have left? None.
Sex Shame. Between two men or an unmarried heterosexual couple.
God, guys.
Is punishable either by death, by stoning, or 100 lashes.
Holy fuck.
Which 100 lashes are probably going to kill you also.
So stoning sounds shitty.
To be punished, the parties involved must either confess to the so-called crimes or be condemned by four witnesses. A punishment of imprisonment for 7 years. So imagine four people just don't like you.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, I saw him sucking a dick.
Or you know what will happen over there. They have a bunch of religious loons that are always available to be quote unquote witnesses. Yeah. Man, fuck that.
I don't know what other evidence means. A punishment of imprisonment for 7 years or 10 lashes is reserved for individuals convicted of sodomy or adultery by other evidence.
God, you know, if you,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. If you follow one of these religions that's like anti-gay and shit, you're part of all this bullshit, man. Fuck you, honestly. Fuck you, Chick-fil-A, you motherfuckers.
Now, corporal punishment for robbery and drinking alcohol.
Good God.
You get beaten for drink. No, alcohol's illegal.
Yeah. Wow. Not even during karaoke?
Women who give birth out of wedlock or have abortions will face jail time.
You know, man, see, you go to Chick-fil-A, you order your waffle fries. Part of the money spent on those fucking fries goes to organizations that like this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Celebrities including George Clooney and Elton John are calling for a boycott of the Dorchester collection of luxury hotels owned by the Sovereign's Wealth Fund.
Yeah.
And are inextricably linked to the billionaire Sultan of Brunei.
Yes.
Who is this asshole that is instituting these brutal anti-gay laws?
Why didn't like George Clooney get together with like Bill Gates, Johnny Depp? I don't know who else has got money. Some other motherfuckers. Buy the country. Just buy it.
The Sultan of Brunei has billions and billions of oil money.
Bill Gates, though. Bill Gates.
That's, he's the only one.
Every day, I'm on Microsoft Word. Every motherfucking day. Lots of people are. You're telling me he can't buy Brunei?
The Sultan basically is saying, fuck you.
Yes.
This is a sovereign Islamic and fully independent country, and like all independent countries, enforces its own rule of law.
We don't have Captain America either. No Black Panther, no Captain America. Am I right?
Right.
We have Ant-Man?
So there you go. Fuck Brunei.
Absolutely.
The Beverly Hills Hotel, by the way, in Los Angeles is owned by him, so...
There's a whole bunch of shit this guy owns, right?
Don't go there. Don't eat there. They have a great brunch. Don't go to it.
Don't go to it.
I apologize for having gone there a couple of times.
Yeah. Don't go. They're taking rocks and they're throwing rocks at people until they're fucking dead. What would imagine that? I don't want to imagine it.
Yeah. I just can't imagine that the first of these atrocities that happens and gets filmed and goes out will not just cause worldwide outrage.
I would hope so too, but
I mean, this is causing worldwide outrage. Yeah. But I think, you know, this is like ISIS shit. This is ISIS throwing gay people off of roofs.
Our country intervenes on certain things militarily, but not on other things.
Money.
But why not this?
Money.
God. Yeah. This is.
Well, I don't think we should be invading. You know.
For this?
I think we should avoid military engagements for almost everything.
Yeah, this is one of those things, though, dude. Send the Navy SEALs over there. I don't fucking know, man. This is bullshit. Shit.
I mean, there's more evidence that, you know, would justify invading Brunei than there was for Iraq.
Right, yeah.
So there you go. Fuck Brunei.
Absolutely.
Hashtag fuck Brunei.
What's wrong with you guys? You suck.
I tweeted out the link to the Brunei embassy in D.C. where you can, it's their contact page. You can, it's got their address, their email, their phone number.
Why do they have an embassy over here? What's up with that? Close it down.
Because they're, well, maybe. We'll see. Well, fuck no, him. It's Trump. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he loves
Pence
it.
Is there.
He fucking loves it.
Mike Pence is there having a julep with them right now. Oh, wait,
see,
no
that,
alcohol.
You dickheads that voted for Donald Trump, you fucked up. You're fucking everything up. Now we can't even stand up to Brunei because somebody will say, what about your vice president? This anti-gay McGee over here.
Right. We've been...
Has Trump spoken out against this? Has he said anything?
There was something from the administration not too long ago condemning the criminalization of homosexuality.
Right.
But it didn't seem heartfelt.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Damn, Trump. If you care, you should get in Air Force One, go over there and visit this motherfucker and tell him what's what or something.
Are you kidding me? I love him. I looked him in the eye.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I go to a stoning with you?
Trump's like, what are you talking about? Don't you remember when we had that press guy, the journalist cut up and put in the fucking oven?
Oh, that's Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, it's just brutality. We're violent. Horrible.
Chuck Grassley.
Oh, yeah. What a vomit.
Dinosaur.
Yay.
Of the Senate.
A very slow dinosaur.
Who,
you know?
Well, right. And he's the one who really is one of these that says nothing, very little during his committee hearings that isn't handed to him on a piece of paper from aides.
He doesn't know anything, man. I mean, you hear that guy talk.
The
hearings about the text from whoever the fuck, those FBI agents that were fucking, when he's reading those, he was running that hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my fucking God.
During a call with reporters, Grassley, who is an ally of Trump's, did have strong words on the president's views on wind power.
Yeah.
A cause that, oddly enough, Grassley has championed.
He likes wind.
During his tenure in the Senate, yeah.
Oddly enough, we found a Republican that's pro-wind.
Well, Grassley is owned by the ethanol industry, so, okay. I mean, that's all that corn they burn.
So that's, they like wind. What is ethanol's relationship with wind?
Ethanol is put into gasoline.
Okay.
They arguably to... either make it better or
make it
improve
taste better.
Gas mileage or whatever. Right. But I think there are those who don't think it's much of a help at all. You're still promoting gasoline.
God, so is it just a way
if
for
you
the...
come up with a biofuel out of it where there's no fossil fuels involved, then, you know, we'll talk.
Damn. Do you think the corn lobby was like, hey, gasoline people, will you let us say that you need corn?
Yeah, well, sure, maybe.
Jesus.
Grassley said, quote, I'm told that the White House respects my views on a lot of issues. Trump's comments on wind energy, not only as a president, but when he was a candidate, were, first of all, idiotic. And it didn't show much respect for Chuck Grassley. He talks about himself in the third person.
That is
for Chuck Grassley as the grandfather of the wind energy tax credit.
So did he? Chuck Grassley invented wind?
The tax credit.
Oh, okay.
Good for him. I mean, right? I didn't know that about Chuck Grassley. Yes. So, you know, baby steps, I guess.
Geez, you know, when you find something good that a Republican did, you're really shocked.
I can't believe this paragraph is in this report. There is no evidence to support Trump's claim that noise from wind turbines causes cancer. This is what we've come to, that we have to have paragraphs like that. By the way.
Yes.
There are no dancing unicorns on the moon.
I mean, he said Puerto Rico's a country.
Yeah, right.
And he has to make a point to America that it's an island surrounded by lots of water.
Iowa's the national leader in wind energy, became the first state to get more than 30% of its electricity from the wind.
Wow.
There you go.
Congratulations, Iowa.
Odd.
Yes. So they get to... God,
you... Chuck Grassley is way into that, but you know.
Yeah. Everybody has their kink.
I guess. A broken clock is right twice a day, right?
Yes.
Unless it's digital, and then right. you don't see shit.
Then you're fucked.
It is hump day, everybody. Coming up on the top of the hour here in Pensacola, Florida.
The traffic is,
there's nothing going on.
Right. What's the dew point?
72 and sunny here in Florida.
Fuck you. And full of bath salts.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
And snakes.
Bath salts.
Bath salts and snakes. That's what we're known for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And Florida men.
Woo.
Brexit?
Yeah, hello?
I mean, I think we should bring it up. I feel that...
How's it going?
It's potentially a world destabilizing event in the economy if there's a...
Brexit good.
If there's
Brexit
a hard
bad.
Brexit bad. If Brexit there's a bad. Hard Brexit, my opinion. But if there's a hard Brexit with no hard. Plan, if it's just all right, we're done. Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
The fuckery that will ensue will be nutballs.
Right.
Really devastating.
Will
for
it
the
make
British
a
economy
to America?
I think it'll send a ripple through the world economy. Sure.
Shit. What about that blonde guy? Is he fucking
Boris
it up?
Johnson? Yes, he's fucking it up.
Dude, that video you showed me of him, he is...
No, there's an old video of Boris Johnson.
He's got some
I
issues.
I think that was when he was mayor of London. And
God damn.
Or he may have been foreign minister by that point. But regardless, he was, you know, a famous, well-known politician.
Yes.
And he was at some touch
Ooh.
Rugby... Joe Biden International Invitational.
No, I was like, we're both thinking of Joe Biden jokes.
And I love Joe Biden.
Yes,
I would love for him to run.
Right,
The Boris Johnson at one point was hopped into play with these kids, little kids, like 8 years old, 9 years old.
He's nuts,
and he goes running down this little field, and again, it's touch. It's touch rugby, and he just barrels over this little Japanese kid who was in the headlines. It was Boris Johnson knocks over a Japanese child in touch rugby game.
But if you look at the video, it looks like...
he shoulders down into the kid.
I know. It looks like it's on purpose. It looks like...
What do you mean it looks like it's on purpose? It is on purpose.
Why would you do that? I've never ran for office. I've never been involved in a political campaign or with a politician, but if I was an advisor, I would say, try not to run over a child. Or, you know, that.
So that's who Boris Johnson and, you know, the Tories are.
I'm going to put that link to that video on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. You want to talk about the Joe Biden touchy shit? We got a big discussion going on about that right now.
Now Theresa May, I think if you've been following what's going on with the Brexit,
hello,
hasn't been going well.
Right.
Because the people, many of the people of Britain woke the fuck up to the fact that they had been fleeced and lied to by the Brexiteers.
Brian!
About the economic, the giant economic benefits that they'd have if they left the evil EU.
Yes.
And we're able to close their borders to all the brown fucking people that are coming through.
Damn, that sounds similar to our shit.
Does not it? So the Russian bots, we know, flew into activity.
Yes.
For this election also.
Absolutely.
In favor of Brexit. They wanted the Brexit vote to succeed to cause chaos. Win-win for Putin.
Hell yeah,
Putin's
baby.
Two for two.
He loves it.
Causing chaos.
He loves it.
Do
you think Putin's media gulags are tweeting out shit about Biden?
We said
oh, yeah. Oh, we already said that. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know, just, you know.
Moments ago on the show, everyone.
Right. Yeah, we do this about 10 hours a week. And yeah.
Now they had all these votes. Theresa May, they put the conservatives in charge, and Theresa May and her Tories are were trying to figure out a way out.
Yes.
But they realized that they couldn't do the lunatic right wing nut job, fuck everyone that the hardcore Brexiteers wanted.
Yes.
And so they tried to cobble together a compromise.
Ooh.
But all it means is that it made both sides pissed off, and now nobody's
right
for anything.
So
they had four different choices to try. And meanwhile, TikTok, they voted on a deadline. The EU gave them a deadline. They're like, fine, if you're going to get out, here's the fucking date you got to be out by.
Jesus.
The EU didn't want them out. They're like, you're crazy.
Can't the EU understand that they're crazy right now?
Well, yeah, and I think they granted an extension.
Yes.
Already. And for the Brits to try to get their shit together to for a plan.
Yes.
So they voted, I think on the other day, on four different possibilities. One was, fuck it.
Right.
We're done. Let's. Oops, yeah. Mulligan.
Suck my dick.
We're not going to do a Brexit anymore.
Jolly good.
Sorry, didn't know what we were thinking. That failed.
Yes.
One choice was like a mixture of. They said the Norway. I guess Norway has a separate deal with the EU also, where right. they somehow retain more sovereignty.
They wanted a boutique deal
over things. Yeah, in exchange for. Giving up other things.
Yes.
They didn't like that one. Right, they didn't like that one because the hardcore Brexiteers didn't like giving up anything.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
They're children like our Republicans.
And then there were two more.
Yes.
Kind of compromisey, kind of both in various levels of compromise.
Right.
That nobody liked.
Nobody liked it.
Sad. Now they're fucked again.
Yes.
And now Theresa May was like, well, let's try mine one more time. Let's try my plan.
So why would the EU want to put up with that then?
Well,
right?
They were talking about that. But now Theresa May has gone and done the unthinkable. We talked about it earlier offline about how this is the equivalent if Trump said, screw it. I've decided I'm for universal health care for everyone. I'm going to be working with Chuck Schumer and Nancy to make sure that we can get this passed. And, you know, if the Republicans don't like it, fuck it.
Right,
them.
Right.
She's now reached over to Labor.
Yes.
And their, I think, literal socialist leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to try to have talks to compromise with them. So instead of going farther right.
Yes.
She's decided she's going to reach to the left and try to cobble out a compromise.
Well, that's better.
And say, bugger off.
Hello.
To the hardliners on her side.
Yeah.
But now her own party is angry with her.
It sounds.
So she may be falling on her sword.
Ooh.
And realizing her own leadership is done, but maybe a deal will come out of it.
When will Trump fall on his sword?
He doesn't move around a lot, so
that's not his thing. Yeah.
Tories have continued to vent their intense anger at Theresa May over her decision to meet with Jeremy Corbyn for talks over the Brexit deadlock. Two of her ministers have already quit in protest.
Oh, my God.
With a host of Tory MPs also speaking out, members of Parliament.
Yes.
And listen to how this sounds. One of them, you could just change the accent. One of them, Caroline Johnson, highlighted what she called, quote, the risk of letting down the country and ushering in a Marxist anti-Semite-led government.
Anti-Semitic government, Marxist, right?
Because Labour and Jeremy Corbyn have called out Israel on their shenaniganry. So their right-wingers, the Tories...
They're calling them anti-Semitic.
...do the same thing they do here. And they say, wow, you're not into the apartheid system that Israel is implementing against the Palestinians.
Right.
So therefore, you hate Jews.
God damn it.
Which is bullshit.
This strategy is going on all over the globe. It's like Steve Bannon and Nigel Farage types. Are they just on a tour trying to make the whole world like a whole fuck toilet?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well...
She said Theresa May said she's going to be looking for an extension beyond next week to allow negotiations with Labour.
Right.
Aimed at getting a Brexit deal that'll pass Parliament.
Right.
But Corbyn, I think one of his demands is, for a final referendum to approve the deal.
Okay.
So if they come up with a deal, he wants a referendum to go to the public.
Yes.
And okay it.
Right.
And who knows what the fuck's going to happen.
Who knows what they'll vote on? Because this is an issue because people in the UK had a strange strategy for voting, right, for this. They just thought it wasn't real.
Well, same thing here. It was a fuck you vote.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't really seriously think they would win.
It's a problem when the party of fuck you is in charge.
We played all those funny clips of the people the day after who was like, I didn't really think it would.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I voted for it, but I didn't got a protest, but I didn't think it would win.
Jolly good.
If I had it to do over, I would vote differently.
Well, shit.
At least some of them had the honesty to admit it. Not here.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't happen here. Yeah. That doesn't happen here because here everybody feels like put upon snowflakes.
I saw Meghan McCain on the View thing earlier, and she pulled that bullshit. The victim.
Yes,
I'm the victim because you don't put up with my bullshit,
my intolerance.
Right.
It's not. See, the problem is the left is dealing with monsters who you can't even negotiate with these monsters because all their shit's based in racism and wacko sky god shit, you know?
Corbyn, the leader of Labour, said he'd be very happy to meet with the Prime Minister.
Oh, yes.
But the Brexiteers are losing their minds now.
What are these Brexiteers about? They just don't want anything to do with the EU.
Xenophobes, isolationists.
They want to fuck up the whole planet because they're racist.
It's the same dummies here that want out of NATO and want nothing to do with the UN. Fuck the UN. A bunch of countries telling us what to do.
Yeah, you know what? These dumb people are being fed bullshit. They're getting their dicks sucked by these assholes. And they're turning these people into monsters. Like if you have,
turned.
That's the problem, right? That's the problem with Trump, right? Because now these people feel good about their horrible shit.
Sure.
They're proud of it even.
The Tories online, our prime minister has fucked us, one said. This is serious stuff. She is fucking our party. She is fucking Brexit. She's fucking the country.
A lot of F word.
She's getting this through off the back of opposition votes. What is the point of being the government? See, this is the Republican mindset here. Fuck it, we're in charge. Screw the other 49% of the country.
Absolutely.
Fuck them. We won, libtard.
Well, see, Donald Trump gets elected over here and he thinks it's a mandate. He's like, hey, I won.
Not even the popular vote.
But
much harder to win the Electoral College.
Well, no, and he's not.
Obviously not, by the way.
What if he had lost to Hillary?
I think he would have waddled away.
You think he would have
wanted to lose?
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think he would have put up a stink.
And he wouldn't have, no concession speech.
I think he would put up a stink and been and then gone off to
do his shitty network.
Yeah, and they could, him and Roger Ailes would pluck each other's nipple hairs.
Oh, really?
To get ready for camera.
Ooh, could you imagine hanging out at Mar-a-Lago? You're at that restaurant. You're in the buffet line to get some roast beef. And in the corner, in a secluded table, there's Trump,
Boink.
Rupert Murdoch, Boink. Plucking away.
Boink. There's a, I forget which, where it is today, but there's a pretty long piece about Murdoch and his evil influence over the world throughout the years.
Great. He's some dude. He's got a fuck ton of money.
His media empire and how he has literally brainwashed people on three different continents.
But to brainwash somebody, you got to have a fucking brain.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You can have a brain, just not a good one.
Right.
And you can be brainwashed. The smart people can get brainwashed, too.
Yes, that's true.
So that's what's going on in Britain. good luck.
Right.
Good luck, guys.
Is there an iPhone charging cord over there, you think?
Mine is.
Can I borrow it? I'll give it right back after the show.
Sure. Thanks for joining us, everybody. As Ryan's concerned about powering his iPhone.
Not my iPhone.
Your iPad?
That's how I retweet the promos and shit.
Ah. Thanks.
Vital to the show.
Thanks, Steve Jobs.
So,
also, thanks for joining us, everybody, and at Crab Diving on all the social medias and crabdiving.com/Amazon again.
Yes.
Every time you're going to buy shit, it really helps us out here at Crab Diving.
Yay. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to those that buy shit through our Crab Diving hole.
Thank you, Sky God. Thank you, Sky God.
I learned a new word today.
Oh, yeah. What, crab hole?
No, it's for some little sardini things.
Oh,
what was it?
That?
It's on Twitter.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah,
thanks, David on Twitter right. for buying some little Norwegian pickled fish.
No, this is great. This sounds like Monty Python. You are a son of a Latvian smoked sprat.
Sprat.
A sprat.
Yeah. Thanks for
the sprats, baby. Who names food a sprat? That doesn't sound like something I want to eat. I want a sprat.
Thanks for following us at Trump Defined.
Yes.
It says rate Trump on a scale of 1 to 10. If you said pile of shit, you're come to the right place.
Right. I was going to say pile of shit.
Well, there you go. Thanks for following us.
Hell yeah, baby.
Paul Ryan is trending. Oh, I think I know why. God. Yeah.
Dick pic service.
Well, every pic of him is a dick pic.
Yeah.
The story is Paul Ryan and this story proves to me that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, I thought she was intelligent before. Now I'm convinced she's even more intelligent.
Yes.
Because Paul Ryan is now saying, he was speaking at a dinner in Janesville, Janesville.
In Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
I've been lost in Janesville. I was lost
times.
In Janesville. It's in the farm country in the middle of the night.
A little.
It was storming.
Well, you were, the interstate is a couple of miles away from the center of town. So
I was looking for a campsite. It was like 2 a.m. I had to go to the hospital to get someone to open the gas station.
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding. I went to the hospital and I was like, I didn't know. No, our car was almost out of gas. The only thing open was the fucking hospital. I went down and I rang the door. I know, dude, I know it's bizarre, but in the nurse came down there. They were all nervous. I mean, if somebody rings the bell in the middle of the night,
there's an artery spurting or
right,
something.
Right. I was like, I'm out of gas, you know? I was like, I don't know what to do.
Did one of them put a different hat on and suddenly become the gas station attendant?
No, they called the cops. Cop opened up the gas station and put
gas. How does the cop open up a gas station?
It happens. It happens. I think about it. I did the only thing. The only other people to talk to that were
when
awake.
The hell was
were
this? The 1950s?
It was. Well, it was before everybody had these fucking smartphones.
Paul Ryan in Janesville was speaking at a where apparently you can go to the hospital and get the cops to open a gas station for you.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Well,
you paid and everything? And
yeah, I paid.
Did you pay the cop? Did you pay the nurse?
Yeah,
nurse?
I paid the cop. I got like $10.
Who did you pay?
I paid the cop.
Speaking at a dinner in his hometown.
Yes.
Paul Ryan answered, they say here, a lot of questions about his time as office, as well as his plans for the future.
What,
you know, he's now on the
fuck?
Board of Fox.
Oh, what?
Okay. Hashtag shocker.
Okay. What questions does anyone have for Paul Ryan about his time as speaker?
I don't know.
Hey, Paul, why did you suck so hard? That's my question.
The Janesville Gazette Extra has a summary of all of his highlights. And over here at Mediaite, they say it includes the below tidbit, quote, asked about new and outspoken Democratic House member Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, wee wee.
Ryan said he gave her tips about being a good member of Congress. And, quote, I don't think she really listened to a thing I said, you know. Just take it easy. Just watch things for a while.
Oh, God. You
and
know.
I respect her more.
Right.
That she, this is the last person you should take advice from.
Oh, my God.
About
working
I'm
out?
I'm saying goddamn well anything. Oh, well, there
working
you go.
Working out. I would give
he may
Paul
know
Ryan
a good workout.
What are you, quads? What do you do?
How to be a load? I might ask him.
What? Hey, Paul Ryan, what's your advice? I'm going to be a load. What advice can you give me on that? How can I be the best load?
So, but he's still tucking his little wiener between his legs, terrified of Trump.
Yes.
When he was asked about Trump. He wouldn't get into much detail when people yes. tried to bring up Trump. He just kept saying, well, you know, we're a little bit different.
He's a little bit different than Trump.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be a lot different than Trump.
Of Obama, he said, I disagree with him, but we got along pretty well personally.
Yeah. Wow. Do you believe that, though? Do you
maybe. I think they could be
right
civil to each other. Trump has
right.
blown any possibility of that out of the water.
Paul, let me be honest with you.
And enabled the scummier ones
yes.
to be more like that.
Don't you think, Paul, if you're listening, tweet us at Crab Diving if you think I'm wrong, at Crab Diving. Do you think the former Speaker of the House, do you think Obama was just being as nice as he possibly could to Paul Ryan? Like, it was taking every effort of his being to be nice to this fucking dickhead.
Yeah. Boner, too.
He had a boner?
Boehner.
A Boehner.
Boehner, too.
I was like, why is Obama hard talking to Paul Ryan?
Well,
got a fucking movie are we
he
in?
He is dreamy.
Jesus Christ. That's a horrible porn.
The
I played Obama in a porn. I fucked Paul Ryan. Yeah.
It said at the end of this talk in Janesville, he was jokingly yes. asked about running for president, and he didn't say no.
Paul Ryan?
Yeah. Remember, that was the theory, was that he was getting out so that he could distance himself from Trump and then try to swoop in and save the party in 2020
yeah.
as the new white Buona.
You know, that's a problem with the Republicans, because he's like, Paul Ryan's, why not?
Well, they're still convinced that Trump. He's like some budget genius, which I don't know where that fucking came from.
I remember that.
Yeah, his genius idea is to make sure Granny's going to eat cat food.
Yeah. Austerity, right?
Cut Social Security, cut Medicare, cut...
Make
everything.
The poor people poorer. Why sure. is that a good plan? Oh, my God.
Cut the budget. You ought to balance the budget.
That's because our government and all these dickheads have demonized, like, welfare and shit like that.
Yes. Except for corporations and rich people.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Then totes for welfare.
Yeah.
Way into that kind of welfare.
What kind of...
creators. We've got to fillet the job creators so they'll come here and build their businesses.
God, these Republican politicians, you guys must have a case of the dry mouth from
Fuckers.
Sucking off all these, you know.
Right, yeah.
Have a glass of water. Take a break.
The gargle between.
Or, yeah.
At least.
Horrible.
And don't forget, we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Fridays are Faithless Friday.
Hell yeah, baby.
We waggle our atheism out a little bit more.
Yeah, what up, Sky God? Why are you letting this shit happen?
Sky God, why do you let Brexit happen? Why?
And, you know, let's not, as heinous as what's going on in Brunei, let's not forget that there are vermin here in this country that are wistful.
Yeah, for they love it.
The possibility of being able to criminalize homosexuality.
It's ridiculous.
Again.
It's ridiculous. Be an ally.
I don't know if Joe Biden wants this person as an ally.
Okay.
Speaking of ally.
Yes.
Let's see if you can recognize the mellifluous tones of this person.
Oh, shit.
Broadcasting, it looks like somewhere in his basement.
Yes. Who is this? Which one is this?
Here.
Brian Fisher.
Obviously, Joe Biden has the biggest name. He's also one of the few moderates.
How the mighty have fallen. Dildo Riley.
Oh, my.
Broadcasting
God.
On News fucking Max TV. News Max TV.
Oh, shit, man.
From, it looks like he's in an office or
right,
something like
right.
that. But how the mighty have fallen.
Jesus.
Here is his opinion on what's going on with Joe Biden.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, this is Dildo Riley.
He was on hard copy back in the day.
This is Bill O'Reilly opining right. on someone.
What a fuck.
Being a little grabby.
Oh, what?
Bill O'Reilly, right.
He
right.
drunk somebody down the stairs, his wife.
Obviously, Joe Biden has the biggest name. He's also one of the few moderates in the Democratic Party, and that is why he's under attack. Now, I know Senator Biden for a long time as vice president. I talked to him a few times. He never would sit with me for an interview. His boss, Barack Obama, did it three times. He would never do it because he knew that I would pin him down on various things like, why did you oppose the raid to get Osama bin Laden in Pakistan? Biden was a dissenter on that. He didn't want to answer.
Well, no, I think he's answered that. He didn't think it was worth the risk.
Hey, dickhead O'Reilly, Joe Biden doesn't want to sit for an interview with you because maybe he just fucking hates you.
I don't think Joe Biden was afraid of Bill O'fucking Riley.
Listen to
O'Reilly,
the craziest thing I've ever.
He's just afraid of me because I was going to ask him some questions.
Biden would hand you your ass.
Man who got fired and is now broadcasting from his basement.
Yeah. Right, right.
On Newsmax.
And Bill O'Reilly's tall. That guy, you can't have a drop ceiling in a basement if you're Bill O'Reilly.
And let's just say he obviously does not have access to high-paid makeup people anymore.
Oh, I mean, what do you do with that face?
Because he ain't looking good.
Ah, shit.
Biden was a dissenter on that. He didn't want to answer those questions, and he couldn't schmooze me. All right, he's a schmoozer. Biden is a schmoozer. So the progressive wing, the far left wing of the Democratic Party, doesn't want any part of Joe Biden for a number of reasons. Number one, he's white.
They don't want a white. There we go. It's white butthurt.
Hey, dickhead. How many Democratic presidents have been white? Most of them.
How many presidents have been white?
Most of them.
Yeah, all but one.
Most Democrat politicians are white dudes, right?
I heard Grover Cleveland could catch a really great tan, though.
Yes, there is not a war on white men anywhere.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
But one, he's white. They don't want a white candidate if they can get a person of color. Number two, he's a capitalist. Whoa. They don't want that. This is the far left progressive wing in the Democratic Party.
I think Joe Biden is for universal health care. Trying to get there. I don't think there's a lot of daylight between far left and the Democrats right now. As much as people like Dildo want to make it seem like it's a vast divide between the AOCs and your Joe Biden's, it's just not. It's just not.
The AOC thing is sexism and ageism.
And Latino, anti-Latinoism.
I forgot racism!
And sexism. Mm-hmm.
Typical white guy bullshit. Yeah. I forgot racism.
Yeah.
This is the far left progressive wing in the Democratic Party. Number three, he's not politically correct. He says stuff like, oh, Vice President Pence, a good guy. And they went wild.
Yes.
Because Pence is a very religious man who doesn't believe in gay marriage. They being the progressives. Well, so
we don't care if Pence believes in gay marriage or not.
Yeah.
We care when Mike Pence tries to outlaw gay marriage.
Right.
Because he doesn't believe in it. And, he can sit there and rub his bunny all that he wants and despise the fact that gay marriage exists. I don't give a fuck.
I don't think Marlon Brando wants that.
But it's when you start trying to force that belief upon everyone else that we hate Mike Pence because he's trying to force everyone else to goose step to his Jesus bullshit.
And I will say, when Joe Biden said Mike Pence was a great guy or a good guy.
Decent guy.
I lost my mind. I was one of those.
Right.
And you know what? Because fuck that Mike Pence.
Bill O'Reilly's would call you a cuck.
God damn it.
This man who doesn't believe in gay marriage. They being the progressives. So you had to derail Joe Biden. Now, how could you derail him? He's got a pretty good reputation within a Democratic Party. President Obama likes him. Well, you got to bring out the playbook. And what does the playbook say? You want to attack somebody and destroy them? Me too.
Oh, here we go.
Jesus Christ.
So the Me Too now is just being used as a way to attack and destroy people.
Blue.
Like poor Roy Moore.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Poor Roy Moore. It doesn't matter that he hung out at high school football games when he was a DA in his 30s. That doesn't matter.
Roy Moore was touchy-feely.
I don't know. Yeah, he was. There's some accusations.
He was
banned from the mall. He was a DA.
Yes.
Who was banned from the mall.
Like he's hanging out. I assume the guy's hanging out at a food court.
Cinnabon.
Having a Cinnabon. Absolutely. Orange Julius. Following around high school girls. That's fucking
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Oh,
you know,
sure.
He's having Chick-fil-A.
Oh, God. Roy Moore, you must have gargled down so much fucking Chick-fil-A, you motherfucker.
Riding in on Sassy.
No, that's right. His fucking horse, man.
So there's
and he almost fucking won.
Oh, yeah. Barely. Alabama.
Holy shit.
Barely didn't vote for the high school girl predator.
Damn.
Barely.
Yes.
Don't forget they put him in the Supreme Court twice after
first
time he was physically removed.
That's crazy.
And kicked out for violating the Constitution. Supreme Court justice violated the U.S. Constitution.
You see, that speaks to what you're talking about earlier. These Republicans, when they get in charge, they break the rules. They don't give a fuck because they feel like, what are they? Are they God or something? Endowed by their creator to do whatever the fuck they want to? Who cares?
So here is Dildo oddly defending Joe Biden.
Yes.
With the usual right-wing white guy butthurt reasoning.
And we're listening to a man that beats women.
Has allegedly.
Okay.
but was fired from Fox for sexual harassment.
Yeah, from those lawsuits, right?
$40 million they paid out.
I'm going to say, yeah. He did some inappropriate shit.
And didn't he still walk away with millions? Like, what, didn't there,
yes.
there the contract
yeah.
when they fired him? Didn't he still walk away with gazillions of dollars?
He got paid.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
You want to attack somebody and destroy them? Me too. Ugh. Me too. Look at Justice Kavanaugh when he went through. What happened there?
Really, Tucker Carlson has picked up the
he is Bill O'Reilly Jr.
The thong of white buttitude that
that
Dildo left laying on the desk.
He shoved it in his mouth,
dancing around in it a mankini,
prancing.
He really has. Tucker Carlson has picked up the angry white butthurt male.
And is Fox going to fire Tucker? Are they going to discipline him for any of the weird shit he says? Yeah. Any of the shitty racist?
No, they didn't get him, but it was that close. That was a big win for the far left in America, the Kavanaugh thing, even though they didn't get him. So close. So now they go, well, look, Biden, you know, some woman 5 years ago, Flores is her name. Yeah, he... It was too close. I didn't like it. And then, of course, another woman.
Anyway, you know where this is going.
Yeah.
This goes on for another like 30 seconds, but it's the same bullshit.
Right.
He said the interesting stuff already.
I mean, that's why this Joe Biden shit is, I don't know, man. Because when you hear the arguments where they're saying that maybe what he did wasn't so bad, that side starts to sound like this a little bit, you know? And that's fucked up.
Right Wing Watch says, O'Reilly was fired from Fox News, where he hosted a primetime show following a New York Times investigation. Oh, 13 million. I said 40. I was doing the Trumpian number thing. It found that 13 million had been paid out in settlements to quash sexual harassment allegations against him while he worked at the network. The women who alleged O'Reilly sexually harassed them reportedly complained about a wide range of behavior, including verbal abuse, lewd comments, unwanted advances, and phone calls in which it sounded as if Mr. O'Reilly was masturbating.
Wow, he must have had his earbut in or something. What? One was
speaker.
Chocolate something. Chocolate something.
Thunder.
Was that the name?
Something like that.
He gave his assistant
sweet
or somebody
chocolate or chocolate gosh. Something.
Very strange.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse, defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer, penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Yay. That dude sounds like a newsreader. You know what I mean? Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
So Bill O'Reilly, I don't know, I guess, coming to the defense of Joe Biden.
This is a strange news day.
And trying to attack the far left.
Fuck you.
That's all Trump says now is the radical left Democrats. The radical far left Democrats.
Yeah,
radical
you know,
far left Democrats.
That is verbiage straight out of Stephen Miller's fucking asshole.
Oh, right from his cloaca.
Nazi
poker, yeah.
Pucker.
He's got a cloaca.
Who?
Stephen Miller.
For real?
You guys got it, right? You think he's human?
Stephen Miller's like, look at my fascist shit pussy.
There is a also going on tomorrow. Don't
yes.
Friday. Don't forget, we've got some Rick Wiles.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Oh yeah.
On Friday, don't forget. We'll get into some. We got some Rick Wiles. We got
a
very interesting clip.
Yes.
About screaming about Hollywood's Jew cabal.
Oh my God. a cabal.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't even try to hide it.
His anti-Semitism?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
No, he's one of the few we've played that doesn't suck Bibi Netanyahu's.
Well, I mean, you know, Trump barely conceals
Pecker.
Do you know what I mean? Trump barely hides it. His president barely hides his racism and his bigotry and all that shit, so why is he this wacko?
Right. It is, also in the news.
Yes.
Where is that fucking... Oh, here we go. This is pretty scary.
Okay.
There's still a handful of states that are just like trying to outdo another.
Yes.
As far as the creepy authoritarian fascist.
Oh yeah.
Republican dick watery.
Like Texas.
And this one is now. Georgia.
Fuck you. I've been there.
Which was this close to having Stacey Abrams as its...
That would have been amazing.
As its governor.
Well, you know, that guy might have cheated, you know?
Kemp, come on.
Well, I know it's crazy.
Come on.
the
Secretary of State put himself in charge, refused to recuse, and left himself in charge of his own
election. It's
fucking
laughable, dude. I mean, the people in Georgia, they got fucked.
Well, yeah.
They got fucked.
Well, this is creepy as fuck. A group of Georgia, let's call them Republicans, because, of course, have proposed creating a, quote, ethics board.
Wait, Republicans?
For journalists.
No. This is the beginning. They're going after the media.
Not for them.
Yeah.
For journalists.
This is scary.
Let's spit and shit the name Representative Andy Welch,
right?
A goose-stepping Republican.
I don't think the human body can do those things simultaneously.
What?
Spit and shit. It doesn't work like that. I would imagine. You can't do that at the same time, can you?
Why not?
You'd have to practice.
Well, I guess it depends where you're aiming.
Listen, later I'm going to be practicing something, so I'm going to need a little alone time. Something horrible.
Just make sure you wash the bathroom wall after you practice that.
I got an acting job. I have to practice this one skill.
The bill entitled the Ethics and Journalism Act.
Suck my dick.
Was introduced by this goose stepper, Andy Welch.
You fucking Nazi.
Along with five of his little GOP shit geysers.
Let me suck your Nazi cock.
It proposed board would create, quote, a canon of ethics for journalists.
Oh, God.
But listen to this. Well as issue opinions, develop accreditation. That means... We're going to decide who gets to be a journalist and who doesn't.
Oh, I see.
Accreditation.
Let's just call that state motherfucking ran media. Exactly. That's crazy.
I don't know how this would fly with the first
Amendment. Are we going to be accredited as a podcast? Are we accredited, Donald?
By Georgia? I think no.
We're in Florida. Who would accredit us? Ron DeRacist.
Yeah, we need to move out of the panhandle.
Yes.
Down to Miami or something. Well, the liberals are
right.
The board would also allow anyone interviewed by the media to request and receive copies of photos, audio, or video taken by reporters and photographers for free. So anything they did about you or for you or whatever, I don't get that.
I got to ship that to you or send it to you on my fucking dime. What?
The Georgia First Amendment Foundation said it's an attempt to curtail the First Amendment. Gosh, do you think?
Yeah.
Richard T. Griffiths, the poobah there.
Yes.
Said, first, I thought this was an April Fool's joke, but this is clearly an effort to rein in those who have been scrutinizing what's happening in the legislature. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution and some of these papers have been uncovering this bullshittery going on.
It's crazy.
We gotta have an ethics board.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what Trump's doing, right? He's laying the groundwork. He's giving you talking points to support this garbage.
He says, frankly, this is the kind of proposal one would expect to surface in a banana republic, not the peach state. Oh, look what you did there.
Oh, God damn.
I made a fruit joke.
I got tons of fruit jokes. Fuck you.
And, you know, this is the era where Trump calls everybody fake news. That doesn't lick his wrinkly sack.
That's really disconcerting, man. An ethics board.
I can't imagine this flying, but
listen,
you know, who knows?
You know,
they're trying though. This is how crazy these Republicans are. They talk about far left Democrats. The far left Democrats want, oh my God, everyone to have health care. The far-left Democrats want, oh, my God, everyone to have access to a cheap or free education. Far-left Democrats want women to have and families to have access to child health care.
Yes.
If you want us to go out and slave for your fucking corporations.
Right. Or build your toys or what the fuck ever.
The radical left.
Right. Radical.
Who's the one who wants to take away rights, wants to take away the vote from people, wants to incarcerate everybody but white Christians?
You just read a story where they want to have an ethics board for journalists, which means they just want conservative dickbags from Fox reporting the fucking news. That's exactly what that means.
Right.
Think about net neutrality, too, right? Say we're a podcast. Are we accredited? Do we get decent upload speeds? Fuck no.
No. Yeah, you can listen to Crab Diving. It'll just take you 7 hours to download it every day.
It's still fucking worth it. It's still fucking worth it, guys.
Maybe we'll end up on a boat, you know, pirate radio.
Yeah. Where? What body of water?
The Gulf is here.
Shit, man. You see a perfect storm?
Where the hell are we going to go? So, yeah, that's pretty fucking creepy and ominous. These Republicans, man, damn, in charge are just.
I mean, they're shameless.
Scary as fuck.
I mean, if that was your bill or your suggestion, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Well, I don't know.
It wouldn't happen.
It's fucked up. It is totally fucked up.
At crab diving. Yeah. Don't forget, everyone.
Oh, I knew that. On the Twitter. The
listeners.
Oh, shit.
Got
okay.
These mics in front of our faces. The Trump also today, I think you put this on the social medias.
Okay.
Is really gaslighting. This is, I don't know if this will work. This will probably work.
Yes.
I saw another one today. They had a story, I think it was over at Raw Story or something, where it's a West Virginia woman, Trump supporter, Trump voter.
Hell yeah.
Relies on $800 a month of drugs,
okay,
paid for by Obamacare. So she's like,
wow.
Well, if he kills Obamacare, I don't know what I'm going to do. I won't be able to afford my $800 a month of medication that keeps me alive.
Well, the Republicans say, well, you can die.
I might have to take a look at that. She's not convinced yet. She's still like, well, I'm not sure if they're really going to go after health care or not without a plan. Then I might have to consider my options in 2020.
Good God, consider?
Right. It's a cult.
So you elect a guy and all of a sudden, bam, $800 more a month you got to spend on shit.
So he's hot poker fucked the farmers of the country with
hot
his ridiculous tariffs.
Yes.
What was it with the soybeans? He raised the tariff.
Yeah.
China raised the tariff. And then Mexico was like, hey, China, we'll sell you soybeans. And China said, fuck you, United States. Great.
Now nobody's buying our soybeans.
And that may not come back.
Yeah, they're developing a relationship with another fucking customer. I mean, why would they?
Same thing with Trump just summarily getting out of the TPP or whatever, had issues. But to summarily get out of it and then just say, well, okay, let's just let Russia and China step in and make all these economic pacts with these Asian companies, their Asian countries.
All he does is create instability.
Right.
And nuttiness.
Now he's trying to convince his, let's call them dumb, voters.
Yeah.
That
fuck you.
The real people that are hurting the farmers are Puerto Ricans.
MAGA! Are you kidding me? Puerto Ricans.
Trump has complained that the Puerto Rican hurricane victims are taking money from, quote, our farmers.
Right. Well, those are our farmers. Puerto Rico is part of our country.
Factually, yes.
It's a territory.
Yes.
Is there a caravan coming over from Puerto Rico?
And I agree. A lot of people are saying if this isn't an argument
for statehood.
Shit,
yes.
Or autonomy. Cut them loose. Let them go.
Don't they need us? I mean, wouldn't
they? No, they're under the big dick of our fucking banking and financiers who went in there and looted and pillaged the place.
God. How do we stop that?
Trump said he tweeted last night, the Democrats have killed a bill that would have provided great relief to farmers and yet more money to Puerto Rico.
Oranges.
Despite the fact that Puerto Rico has already been scheduled to receive more hurricane funding than any. Why did he put this in quotes? Place. He put the term place.
He thinks it's not a place?
In quotes. Than any place.
A noun is
in
a person,
history.
Place, or thing. A noun is a person,
but
place, or thing.
We do know that it is a place.
It's a place.
He didn't have to put it in quotes.
It's a fucking place.
The people of Puerto Rico are great, all capital, but the politicians are incompetent or corrupt. Puerto Rico got far more money than Texas and Florida combined.
But you know, man, imagine you got to explain to our rapist in chief the definition of place.
Well, and
I don't know how you do that.
And do you mean it's harder to get relief to an island that is off the coast
water
than to Florida or to Texas?
Water! Big water! He said it was more difficult.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
He is... There's something going on with him where he's... Honestly, he's got to have something.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Jesus. How do you rape a place? What it sounds like he's doing.
So, by the way, there's no evidence that Puerto Rico has received the most hurricane relief in history.
No, he's lying?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
There's also no evidence that the politicians there used the funds corruptly. He just assumes. There are a bunch of Mexicans down there, so of course they're stealing from the white people.
You know what has been corrupt is some of the aid, right? Because that there's like,
remember that electronics thing that the electrical grid people that Ryan Zinke somehow just happened to be from his tiny little shitting hometown in Montana,
which is close to Puerto Rico. Don't know anything about geography,
a 3-person company somehow got a $300 million contract.
Something like that.
To rebuild the electrical grid.
Yes. And they did that.
And they fucked it up. No. They kicked him out of there right
they
away.
They kicked him out.
So Democrats on Monday voted against a Republican disaster aid bill complaining that it wasn't enough.
Shit.
The bill included money for a number of states recovering from disasters, including the Midwestern farm areas that has been hit with flooding
from the
climate
environment.
Change. Yes.
Climate change is real, dickheads.
FEMA and the military worked emergency miracles, but politicians like the crazed and incompetent mayor of San Juan have done such a poor job of bringing the island back to health. Meanwhile, the mayor is a mayor of one city.
Yeah.
So to blame her for all the corruption that's going on, which isn't, on the island.
Yes.
You know why? Because she's critical of him.
Right. And she.
And she has a vagina.
And she. And he hates women.
And she's brown.
Yes. Oh, he hates that too.
And Mexican.
Oh, well.
She's actually Puerto Rican.
Well,
but, you know,
from the Mexican country of Puerto Rico.
He tweeted $91 billion to Puerto Rico, and now the Dems want to give them more, taking dollars away from our farmers. And so many others, disgraceful. There's zero evidence that anything close to $91 billion has been given to Puerto Rico. That number has never appeared anywhere.
Do you think he just pulled that number out of the fucking sky?
He made it up.
Out of his disgusting asshole?
Made it up. I think they said like 11 billion has gone,
which is different than 90.
91. Yeah.
91. Yeah. Why would you lie and say 91?
He's lying.
Why not 92?
He's
or 89?
Lying.
Weird, but it's weird. Why 91? It must be his favorite number.
But now that's going to be the number that the Trump loons, that Cult 45 is going to be vomiting out on social media. What about the 91 billion that we sent to those evil brown people that they misused?
And what about it?
They're corrupt.
It's insane, wacko.
And I haven't gotten any thanks.
Oh, yeah.
He said that a couple of times.
God.
And received no thanks. No one's grateful.
How is he so spiteful? Did it that study we did
his
yesterday?
Whole fucking life.
For previous episodes of Crab Diving, go to the internet. What did he say? What did he say about that study we did yesterday on Trump with his creepiness level and his...
Oh yeah, they four top attributes in the new E-meter scale or whatever was like creepy, dishonest.
Was spite on there?
I don't know if that was on
spite?
There, but
should have been.
The four lowest were sexy, good looking.
That
would drive
him
crazy.
Yeah,
really would drive him crazy.
Yes.
Yay! Cocaine Mitch and the Republicans have deployed the nuclear option. So we're going to be getting judges like this now.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
Mitch McConnell deployed the nuclear option to drastically reduce the time it will take to confirm hundreds of Trump's nominees.
Nuclear.
Back-to-back votes, the Republicans changed the rules for the amount of time it takes to confirm executive nominees and district judges.
Oh, why didn't you vote for Trump, you fucking Bernie bros?
The second and third time they've used this tactic since taking over in 2015.
I mean, why didn't you vote for Hillary, you Bernie bros?
The combined action will result in most nominations needing only 2 hours of debate after they've defeated a filibuster.
What?
Previously, it had been 30 hours of debate.
Right. So we're going to have... it's just going to take... Oh, we're going to get fucked faster. Oh, good.
Supreme Court picks, appeals court judges, and cabinet nominees will not be affected.
Yes.
But it means they'll hit the gas on confirming nominations.
Okay.
McConnell said he thinks the Senate needs to go back to a more reasonable and more normal process for confirming nominees.
What about Merrick Garland?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, fuck
our
you.
Colleagues across the aisle have chosen to endlessly relitigate the 2016 election rather than actually participate in governing. The problem goes deeper than today. We're talking about the future of this very institution and the future functioning of our constitutional government. God. You won't let us stuff the courts at ridiculously high rates.
You're laughing. You can barely read that. You're laughing. Yeah. You think people are like, hey, Mitch, get your cheek off my shoulder.
God, I just Mitch McConnell is really unbelievable. I mean, he just goes and lies and
the problem,
the interstellar hypocrisy that he just brushes off. It's amazing, you know, how little ethics, morality, and decency that man has.
Mitch McConnell is a villain that J.K. Rowling wouldn't write because no one would believe
right
in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You're too evil for Harry Potter, you dick.
So there we go. We're going to have a lot of fucking judges.
Yes.
But let's not forget what has been put can be impeached.
Right. Yes. You saying Kavanaugh? You suggesting Kavanaugh gets impeached?
No.
I mean, he did lie. He lied, right? We know that he lied.
There have been talks about investigating him, though. And if it is proven that he did lie to Congress, that then... should be impeached. Why wouldn't he?
Patrick Leahy was real pissed off, right?
Yeah.
He lied to Leahy.
Not Gorsuch. There's no reason to impeach Gorsuch that we know of. But
come on.
Other than
sucks.
He really shouldn't be legitimately there.
Yeah.
But that's Cocaine Mitch.
Boo.
Taking care of that shit.
You know, the hypocrisy going on with Mitch, with Mitch McConnell and these judge appointments
on everything.
Yeah. But they can do it because he knows that their mouth breathing idiots won't understand or care. They don't see the hypocrisy.
Judges that'll stop the baby killing.
Abortion.
More judge. And meanwhile, they don't care anything about that.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell only cares about judges that will shred the Constitution.
No. Yes.
And put forth the corporatocracy that he wants, the rich white corporatocracy.
Right.
Take votes away from brown people and let rich people run everything is his ultimate goal. I don't think he gives a fuck about abortion. I don't think Mitch McConnell gives a fuck about abortion.
Fuck no. How does he sleep at night, though, you know?
Hanging from a ceiling?
He must. Him and Rick Scott.
With an infusion of newborn baby.
Yeah.
Spinal fluid.
I'll need some more spinal fluid.
Breaking news. We got to go here in about a minute or two, but breaking news over to the HuffPo.
Yes.
The Democrats in Congress are now asking the Treasury Department to hand over copies of President Donald Trump's personal and business tax returns.
Damn! Drop mic.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal from Massachusetts has made the request. He said it's critical to ensure the accountability of our government and elected officials. To maintain trust in our democracy, the American people must be assured that their government is operating properly as laws intend.
Yes. We want to find out if Russia's dick is in our cloaca.
Asked the IRS to provide 6 years of Trump's personal and business returns.
Okay.
The Treasury Department did not immediately comment.
Right.
But Steve Mnuchin... said he previously has said he would review any request
for
legality.
Wait a second.
any Trump guy saying that, that's fucking hilarious. For legality?
Democrats fully expect Mnuchin to defy it.
Yes.
And try to fight them in court.
Of course. Legality. That's funny.
It says every year the IRS automatically audits the president's taxes.
Yes.
Neil said, so ironically, he finally may actually be under audit.
Oh, yeah,
even though
yeah.
I'm sure he lied before.
Oh, yeah, during the election.
I would totally give it to you, but I'm under audit.
He's so aloof.
Congress needs to see the returns in order to make sure that the IRS is carrying out its audits, he says.
Yes.
So we shall see.
Right.
Polls show that most people support the Democrats.
Yes.
Looking at Trump's taxes.
Well, yeah, man. We want to know what's up.
Making sure the president's not a tax cheat would give people more confidence that the system is fair.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's nothing in Trump's taxes that's untoward.
There's probably literally, there's probably a body buried in paperwork.
Yeah. Michael Cohen, the fixer, former fixer, said that Trump devalued his assets to obtain favorable tax treatment.
Oh, shit.
Which is tax fraud.
Right.
During his testimony.
AOC got him to admit that, right?
They want to, I think she was one of them. Yeah. And so it's one of the reasons they want to see it. Here we go. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, would it help for the committee to obtain federal and state returns from the president and his company to address these discrepancies? Cohen said, I believe so. So
yeah.
There you go. The breaking news as we're getting ready to bail here is that now the Democrats are going after Trump's taxes.
Getting real, baby.
Can't imagine that's going to go unanswered.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Good
what
God.
What a classy guy.
Right.
We got to bail, everyone.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us. Let's do it again tomorrow. Hey, let's do a show in the barn.
Oh, okay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and crabdiving.com.
It's going down the tubers.
Yes, we know. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Me want hamburgers.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.